In business, strategic clarity is defined by the ability to clearly define, quickly adapt, and effectively communicate, and properly implement the company's business strategies. It's the opposite of strategic ambiguity. In order to remain in a clear headspace in business, it's also vital that your personal life is in order. Holly Jackson is a holistic business coach who's dedicated the last dozen years of her life to helping leaders and business executives get their groove back from a business perspective, physically, mentally, and emotionally. She also led a local global policy initiative to influence future leaders and their impact on their respective communities. And a fun fact about Jackson: in her younger days, she had the privilege of playing at Carnegie Hall, and she's also a black belt in karate. She joined me this week to have an in-depth conversation about a holistic approach to business and how she helps her clients view their lives and businesses from a holistic and logical perspective. I'm Kevin McShann. Let's have this conversation. Take a moment to welcome you to the program, and I'm super excited to learn how you help entrepreneurs and business leaders get their groove back. Great to see you this morning, and thank you so very much for being here.
Sounds good. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me, Holly, that you spent the last dozen years, as I said in your introduction, helping entrepreneurs and business leaders get that groove back. So I'm wondering if you can tell me about all the great work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm working with business owners and business leaders, there are these moments where we get stuck in overwhelm, or we get stuck trying to hit our next goal. And I find, as a holistic business coach, that it shows up in many different ways. And oftentimes when we're taking the right action as business leaders and business owners, but we're not getting the results we expect, we start to get frustrated. We get caught up in overwhelm, and we feel this lack of success. And typically this stems from not necessarily the actions we're taking in business, but something that's out of alignment. And that's why it's equally important that we take care of our health emotionally and physically, but also equally important that we evaluate our values, our life priorities, and making sure that the business leadership role we're in, or the business company we're running, are aligned with what we actually want in the long run. So when I'm working with business leaders to get their groove back physically, mentally, and emotionally, it ultimately comes down to making sure they've defined success on their own terms, making sure they've defined what legacy they want to leave behind, and then making sure that their role in leadership or the business they're building is aligned to that. Because when those are out of alignment, it leads to burnout, it leads to results that we don't want, and it leads to overwhelm and dissatisfaction. And then also when our health is neglected, which quite a few business owners I work with are in the health and wellness space, ironically enough, they're so committed to their patients and their clients being healthy and successful that sometimes we tend to neglect our own health and our own wellness. And this can show up either physically or mentally with our mindset. So it's really supporting them to get back in alignment, walking the talk of what they teach their clients, and taking the very best care of themselves in every aspect of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And Holly, I'm curious to get your definition of business diversity and inclusion. You know, I work with business owners and leaders to make sure that their organizations are more inclusive and diverse for folks with disabilities. So when we take a look at business diversification and inclusion, I'm curious, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually have a couple clients that are specifically working with diversity and inclusion, and they're working with companies to expand diversity and inclusion. And I think diversity comes in so many different forms. So it means hiring people that have very different ideas than you. It means hiring people that have different abilities. And it means being open-minded to seeing people's skill sets and their benefits, regardless of where they come from, their background, physically, if they have limitations. And I mean, me personally, if you guys have read my book, I was told years ago when I had my spinal fusion that I would be on disability for life. And I decided to disprove my doctors and say, well, hey, challenge accepted. I'm going to show you that I can do anything I set my mind to. And so if you are listening to this and you're in a position where you have a limitation, I like to look at that as a reframe. There are so many blessings we get with our setbacks physically, emotionally, and mentally. If we can tap into that and learn from those lessons, it makes us so much stronger and it gives us a different perspective and more empathy and certainly more creativity. Because when I have injuries, I have to get really creative on how I can stay active so that I feel healthy and like I'm thriving in life.
Yeah, Holly, as I shared with you, I have a cerebral palsy, and one of the hashtags that I live my life by is always active, Holly, because I firmly believe that you can either work for your circumstances or have your circumstances work for you, right?
Absolutely, yes. And when we sit here and live from a perspective of life is happening against us, right? So we're a victim. You lose a lot of any of the control that you have. But when you look at every opportunity, even when it's painful or difficult, or you can't see a silver lining, as an opportunity for creativity and growth and looking at things from a completely new perspective, it changes the lens of things. And, you know, I'm about to do a TEDx, and one of the things I'm speaking about is my fear method. And one of the steps in the fear method is to embrace curiosity. So if you're experiencing a setback or a challenge, instead of judging your fear or judging your mindset and your negative thinking, get curious about it. You know, what lesson are you supposed to learn from this? How can you shift and take a different action?
Yeah, absolutely. And Holly, I know that you lead a global policy initiative which helps future leaders impact their communities. So I'm wondering if you can tell me about it.
Yeah, that was something I did years ago when I was working in the nonprofit space. So there's a group called the Institute for Emerging Issues. They're based out of North Carolina State University. And one of the things we decided we wanted to do was, instead of just evaluating policy issue areas as adults, we wanted to impact future leaders. And what better way to do that than capture stories from the experts across the state of North Carolina and put those scholarly stories into really easy ways for young future leaders to consume policy issues in a digital space as well as a physical space in that library. So we created these stories across, you know, education, environmental policy, all the five different issue areas we evaluated, and created this information, but also made the space accessible where future leaders can share their thoughts and their ideas for solving challenges in each of those areas. So it was a very empowering initiative. We worked with designers that helped build the Holocaust Museum as well, and built this really beautiful space as well as this really beautiful technology platform where even people outside of this country can look at issue areas we're facing as a state and weigh in on their thoughts on what we could do to fix them.
And Holly, outside of business, I know that you played at Carnegie Hall playing the clarinet, and you're a black belt at karate. So You're certainly a diverse person with a lot of interest. So tell me about those experiences and the importance of sort of having interests and hobbies that allow you to reconnect with yourself as well.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I was a first-year clarinet and also played piano, and I was obsessed with music and was involved in every band geek thing you could possibly imagine, and had the opportunity to perform in Carnegie Hall. And I had a solo, and it was nerve-wracking and exciting and beautiful, and one of my favorite memories from my younger days. And I went on to get a minor in music performance. And one of the lessons I've learned from that experience ongoing is I chose not to major in music performance because I didn't want to lose my passion and love for music, but it is still a huge part of my life. And I love making music. And then in terms of getting my black belt in karate, what I learned from that, as well as swim team and other things, was discipline. And showing up for yourself and trusting the process. And when you have that kind of discipline in one area of your life, and then you expand it and apply it to other things like starting a business or, you know, speaking at a TEDx event, it really helps you so much. And you can go so far when you have that discipline. And yes, I agree. I walk the talk of what I teach as a holistic business coach. So it's really important when we look at the wheel of our life that we have balance across our hobbies, our passions, our loves, our community, our business, our success. It can't just be one-sided or lopsided. And when that wheel of life gets out of balance, we're not happy, we're not successful, we're not thriving, and we're certainly not showing up as the very best version of who we are. So it's essential that we remember our successes, even if they're small or big.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's important to celebrate the wins in life, isn't it?
Absolutely. When we stop celebrating, what's the point, right?
Absolutely. Life is too short not to celebrate wins. Absolutely. And Holly, tell me, in your opinion, how do you think is the best way to build confidence in business and in life as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I remember one of the first jobs that I got after being an intern, I had a mentor who saw something in me and hired me as a director. So I went from a research assistant to a director, managing people on my team that had been working at that university for longer than I was alive. That was really intimidating. And so I share this story because I have experienced that lack of confidence, that what does he see in me and how am I supposed to show up for these people who have been here longer than I've been alive? And honestly, I'm not going to say you fake it till you make it, but you commit to the process. You take action. You do the best you can with what you have. And you just have to know that if you're showing up as the very best version of yourself and you're trying your hardest, that that is enough. And so there is kind of this, a little bit of faking it till you make it, but it needs to be authentic. It can't be faking in the sense of totally faking it. I also think that we are, as business leaders and anybody who's trying to transform anything in this world, build a movement, help a nonprofit, make a difference in your family's life, we have to step out of our box and out of our comfort zone. And when you're in that sweet spot of equally excited and equally scared, that's where the magic happens. That's where you start building those confidence muscles. And yes, sometimes you'll fall flat on your face, but at least you tried it. You got 5 steps closer to it. You know, I recently started rock climbing this past year. And I have to say, it's one of the most satisfying things that I do, because even if I don't make the climb that first attempt, I made 2 steps further than I did last time. And while you could look at that as a failure, I look at it as, oh my gosh, I did really well on those 2 moves. That's incredible. So it's about celebrating the small steps. It's about pushing past your comfort zone. And it's about really trusting that you're doing the very best you can with the information you have today.
Yeah. And in your coaching, Holly, I know that you look at things, as you mentioned, from a holistic and a logical approach to success, and you think it's interconnected with living a successful life. So I'm wondering if you can expand on that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I do my transformational coaching with my clients, we're not just looking at a holistic perspective, but we're actually putting a logistical specific roadmap plan together for you based on the goals that you have, how you've defined success. Now, of course, this is directly tied to your personal life. We talked about how the holistic model that I take and the approach that I work with clients through looks at your health, your life, and your business. If you don't have your health right and you're in pain, you certainly can't have any clarity on what you want and need in life. And in terms of your life, if you don't have your values defined clearly, how are you supposed to build a business? How are you supposed to lead a company? How are you supposed to lead an initiative or a movement? And if you don't know what your life priorities are, you're likely building a career or a business that's completely out of alignment with what you actually want. So we have to look at all of these holistic pieces together and make sure we have the exact roadmap with the right steps in the right order for you to have that momentum, build that success, and have more celebrations along the way. And it's directly correlated to where you are personally. There's nothing worse than somebody who's on a call trying to sell you a weight loss solution when they're clearly significantly overweight. You're not going to sign up with that person. If we're not exactly walking the talk of what we are teaching or what we are selling, people will see that. And we have never been in more of an era of authenticity than today. We're in a pandemic. People understand how important their health is, how short life can be. So you must be authentic as a leader and a person who's building their business and trying to sell something. And that means you have to walk the talk of exactly what your mission and vision and values are in your business.
And to that point, Holly, when you look at defining living a successful life, what do you think of Holly?
Well, I will say, first of all, a successful life is very unique to each person out there. And if you're listening to this after I define my definition of success, I want to challenge you to figure out what success is for you, because nobody here can tell you what success looks like for you. And it is something that we have to get quiet about and push away all of the comparison out there, because we have so much social media, so much PR, so much news out there, and we have so many influencers, our mentors, our teachers, our parents. And we can't allow them to define what success is for us. So how I personally define success is when I wake up every day and I'm on track with my values of inspiration, harmony, intimacy, freedom, and creativity. And when I'm showing up and I'm able to inspire at least one person every day, and when I am showing up in my business, helping my clients have mad success on their definition of success. And when I'm showing up for the people that I love in a way where I can hold neutral space without an agenda, without judgment, and just be there with them. And I would also define success as when I'm aligned to what's most important to me, which is traveling the world, building inspiration, and helping people heal their lives.
And Holly, as you mentioned, you're a speaker as well. So I'm wondering, when you talk to people, you know, and give speeches, sometimes what you say resonates with more people than other people. So when you look at giving speeches to large groups of people, what's the one message that you hope resonates if they don't take anything else away from what you tell them when you talk to them?
That's a great question. And I would say that it depends on who I'm speaking to, what the audience is. But overall, the one thing I want people to walk away with is inspiration, and that they have control of their life. They are the ones that need to take action, and nothing's going to change unless they take action.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me about the fear method that you had mentioned earlier and the book that you wrote. I'm fascinated to learn more.
Sure. So my TEDx talk will be live on September 3rd in Apex, North Carolina. we're all congratulations. Thank you. I know I need to keep celebrating that, you know.
Are you nervous?
You know, I have been, but I actually just had a call with one of my coaches and he reminded me that I need to just trust the process and show up and throw out the script and just embody the message. And so I'm doing that. And so I'm a lot less nervous today than I was yesterday. So that's great. But I think it's important. If you're not nervous at all, to me, that means you don't care. And I care deeply about everything that I do with intention. So the fear method, the short of it, and you'll be able to see this on TEDx sometime in October, it'll be live, is it stands for four things and it's an acronym. So F stands for face it. That means face your fears head on. When you try to deny them, they're bigger and stronger. So why not just face them head on? The second step, E stands for embrace curiosity. So instead of judging your fears, try being curious about them. Is there a lesson you can learn, something you can let go of here? So get curious, get creative. And then A in the fear method stands for advocate. You can't walk into this from a victim mindset or letting somebody else define your future. You have to advocate for what you want and what you need and build your action plan and live in the present moment, taking action that works today. And then the R stands for reach out. So while facing our fears is something that is an inside job, it's not a journey I recommend that you go on alone. It is something where it's bigger. Our fears are so much bigger and stronger when we do not have other people alongside us. So I highly recommend building friends, support groups, family members to cheer you on, lift you up, build you up, and hold you accountable to the very best version of you. So if you use face, embrace, advocate, and reach out, I guarantee there's no fear too big for you to head on.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you gotta have the confidence to take the leap even when you're scared, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, honestly, everything that I've done in this life that has been something that I've celebrated most has always had that edge of scariness or some anxiety, some nervousness. But the things that are most worthwhile in this life require work. And that means you're going to be facing some fears, anxieties, and worries head on. But they're worth it. So go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, Holly, I'm going to share a quick story with you and a moment in my life that I truly believe changed the course and trajectory of my life. You know, Holly, I found out when I was 9 years old that I wouldn't be able to walk. You know, I had the last operation on my hamstring when I was 9 years old, and the doctor, after the surgery, took myself and my parents in the room, in a conference room at the hospital, and he told my parents that I wouldn't be able to walk without assistance. And then I had to go back to school the next day, and the principal called me into the office because it was a pre-scheduled meeting, and she had every professional that was assigned to my file, from teachers to social workers to mentors of the school. And then I went through the process of telling her the story about what the doctor said about me not being able to walk. And then here's the moment that I truly believe changed my life. I credit my middle school principal. Her name was Dr. Carol Cruley, and she told me that the only limitations in life that I'll have are the artificial ones that I place on myself individually. So the question is, Holly, I'm curious to ask you if you have any transformational mentors that really have sort of shaped your personal and professional life.
Yeah, that's a great question. There are too many for us to talk about, but I certainly had a band director who taught me a lot about discipline and told me to be on time is to be late, to be early is to be respectful and on time. And that really stuck with me and was a big part of my discipline. I had swim coaches that taught me the value of teamwork and really supporting your team members and the importance of community. I certainly had that mentor I mentioned that saw something in me that hired me to a director level role in technology from a research assistant and spent a lot of time with me, molding me into a future leader who truly transformed the trajectory of my life. I've had some amazing coaches along the process of building my own company and some close friends that have given me a kick in the butt when I needed it and said, hey, when are you going to work on this? And they were brave and courageous enough to call me out on my stuff. And without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I truly believe anyone in this world who has any big successes is leaning on a million people below them that have helped them get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious to give you the floor on how business people can help change their formula, you know, because you talk about changing the formula in business in order to find direction in life. So I'm wondering if you can dive deeper in that for me.
Yeah. So, you know, business owners hire me because they lack direction, action, and results. And that's because oftentimes they don't know exactly the definition of success. They don't have an action plan. They have a lofty goal, but they don't actually have the specific steps required to get there. They've been, you know, burnt by marketing professionals, but they haven't put in the work themselves to be specific enough to manage the professionals that can help them. So it's really about what are the goals that you have? Are they aligned with everything else in your life? And then we build that step-by-step roadmap together. Now, oftentimes we start with business, but there are also pretty often some mindset issues that we need to work through. It could be around the sales conversation. It could be around your money mindset. It could be around you have a fear over growing your business too fast. And you don't think that's real, but you're, you know, these thoughts around, oh my gosh, if I got 200 clients tomorrow, how would I handle that? Keep you up at night. And you don't have the answer to that. Or you know, you have something brilliant, but you have no idea how to scale it. So these are the things we dig into. We dig into the strategy, but behind the strategy, we dig into an actual specific step-by-step implementation plan that's going to get you the momentum you need to have the success that you need. And it works. It gets you into action. You have specific direction. We're not in an era of lack of information. We're in an era where people don't know what to do next in the right order. And that's my specialty when I'm working alongside my clients.
Absolutely. And Holly, my final question for you this morning has to do with your own personal and professional legacy and how you want that to be defined.
Yes, I want to be remembered as somebody who was all about inspiration and healing. And my longer term goal with my legacy is to create a nonprofit to inspire kids between 13 and 16, where we offer them the soft skills so that they can build the journey and their success on their own terms, so that we don't break them, you know, because as adults, a lot of times we're fixing stuff from childhood. Let's fix that sooner for our kids so that we have a better future.
Absolutely. And finally, Holly, tell me if people want to get connected with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Absolutely. My website is hollyjeanjackson.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn at the same, or you can email me at holly@hollyjeanjackson.com.
Well, fabulous, Holly. I had a wonderful, wonderful time talking to you about business diversification. The holistic approach to business and how you help entrepreneurs and business leaders get their groove back to work in the space. And time on my behalf is most appreciated. And I want to thank you for engaging in conversation with me this morning.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me here.